the air.
Raleigh cigarettes and Cool cigarettes, the only cigarettes that give you valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Claypole, Robert Bernard, Morton Bowe, and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra setting the pace in swing time.
Raleigh's are setting the pace for value these days. Raleigh's don't cost you 1 cent more than other popular brands, and you enjoy a smoother, more distinctive blend of fine Turkish and domestic tobacco. Raleigh's come in plain ends or with cork tips, if you prefer.
Or if you like a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cools. They're so mildly mentholated that you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness. Yet each puff is cool and soothing to your throat.
Raleigh's cigarettes and Cool cigarettes carry valuable coupons good in the United States for handsome, practical gifts. Every carton has extra coupons. Smoke Union-made Raleigh or Cool cigarettes for enjoyment. And for premiums, save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra are making a South American tour before opening at the Commodore Hotel in New York. They are with the Baron and Charlie, who are still fleeing from their Russian nemesis, Boris. Here they are disembarking at Rio de Janeiro. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Well, there it is, Baron, Rio, the capital of Brazil. And oh, boy, does it look prosperous.
What do you say, Charlie?
I say it looks prosperous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it could be prosperous.
Why?
Sure, this is 1937 A.D.
A.D., you mean Anno Domini, thanks to the Latin?
No. After the depression, thanks to Roosevelt.
Thanks, oh, yeah, that's right.
Sure, that's good.
That's a prosperous year.
Yeah, that's a prosperous
year. Now, begging your pardon, sir, I'm the deck steward. I just gave your luggage in charge of the porter, sir. Will that be all, sir?
Yeah, that's all.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Baron, wait a minute. Aren't you going to dip that deck steward?
Sorry, I wouldn't give him a nibble.
Why not?
He insulted Morton Bowe last night while he was in for the ship's concert.
He insulted Morton?
Yeah, just as Morton started singing, yeah, one of those high B flats,
yeah,
I flipped the ashes off my cigarette.
Yeah.
And my knuckles hit the steward right on the floor and knocked him groggy.
Well, how did he insult Morton? What did he say?
Well, as he started to fall, he looked at me and said...
What did he say? Come on.
Hit me again. I can still hear him.
You did, huh?
That's what he said.
Well, listen. There's Tommy Dorsey and the boys playing the passengers off the boat. And there's little Edith Wright, too. Come on, Baron. Let's listen. All right? Go ahead.
Twinkle, little star, shine up in the heavens where you are, oh, shine to the light. For to think that tonight is a night, confidentially, don't you care for me? Did I hear you say that everything's okay? Now that's all I want to know. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heavens where you are, oh, shine from above. Cause I think that I'm falling in love.
Baron, free radiogram for you, sir.
Here it is. Now, this boy gets the best tip he ever got in his life.
Oh, he does, eh?
Yes. Young men, here's the best tip anyone could give you. Smoke Rawleys and Cool.
Yes, sir.
And here, buy yourself a couple of cartons and save the coupon.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get one of those percolators for my mother.
Yes. I hope she wears it in good health, you know.
Well, all right, Barry. Come on, stop the advertising and open your radio, Grant, will you?
You think what I do done isn't appreciated?
Well, I don't know about that.
Listen to this from the sponsor.
What does it say?
Listen, dear Baron, continue your vacation indefinitely at our expense.
My.
Ain't that wonderful, Charlie?
Say so.
Now I can go hunting in the Amazon jungles like playing pop.
Well, that's fine. Who's the other one from?
Oh, and this is from my wife.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's a doll. Listen what she says. Greetings to my husband, the greatest actor of them all. Todd Goodert. Wish you were in it.
Wish
you were in it. I get it.
Isn't
that
sweet, Charlie?
I should say something.
Well, who's the third lady grandson?
From Frank Bockham Jones.
Really?
From Africa.
My goodness.
Listen what he said. Now I got to, you know, I must tell you something.
What?
Now I got to go hunting to beat him out.
All right.
He's killing me 50 lion tails.
Oh, now wait a minute. There's some mistake there, Baron. Frank Buck brings them back alive. He can't be sending you lion tails. What does the radio grand say? Let me see.
Look, stupid, I read it.
Well, read it to me.
Dear Baron, just dead 50 lions.
Yeah?
We'll send you details later.
Send it.
It's that man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. You're here, you're there, you're everywhere. And the chorus by Jack Lemmon.
I fasten my eyes to a star, I sweep off the stardust, and suddenly there you are. You're here, you're there, you're everywhere. Your smile in the sun, your kiss in the breeze, your name in my prayer. This beautiful world here is full of your tender charm. You're here, you're there, but never in my arms.
For the big game hunting expedition, we find the Baron in the lobby of Rio's best hotel, giving the natives the benefit of his famous worldwide information bureau.
Oh, Baron, what's the best thing for biting your fingernails?
Sharp teeth.
Baron, my boyfriend took me horseback riding, but he always rides side saddle. Do you think you should change costume?
No, no. I think you should change your boyfriend.
Well, come on, Baron. We've got to pick up our hunting outfits at the sporting goods store.
All right.
Goodbye, Baron.
Goodbye.
Well, here's the car. Now, hop in.
Yes.
You know, the more I think of this jungle expedition, the crazier it sounds. We don't know anything about hunting.
We don't have to, Charlie.
Oh, no?
I got here a book, you see, but tells how to hunt every different wild animal.
Yeah, but suppose the animals start hunting us?
Yeah, then we just turn back to the back cage.
Oh, I see.
The back cage tells how to get out of any kind of a fix.
Well, don't lose that back cage. We may need it.
Yeah.
By the way, any hunters in your family?
What, you don't know?
No.
You know my cousin Hugo?
Yeah.
My cousin Hugo was a hunter, and my cousin Fritz.
Your cousin Fritz? I never heard of him.
Oh, it's a sad story, Charlie. You see, Hugo and Fritz went to India once to hunt tigers.
Mm-hmm.
On the first night, as they were sitting in their tent, Fritz said to Hugo, "I bet you $5 I can go out and whip a tiger with my bare hands."
With his bare hands?
That's what Fritz said.
Yes.
Hugo said, "I bet you $5 you can."
Mm-hmm.
So out went Fritz looking for a tiger.
Well, he must have been crazy. So what happened?
Well, 10 minutes later, as Hugo sat there waiting, a big tiger poked his head through the flap of the tent and said, "Hey, Hugo, Fritz owes you $5
The tiger said.
The tiger said, "I give you my word."
Think of that. Why, of all the absurd, impossible, unbelievable yarns you've ever told, this one hits a new high.
Yeah?
You know and I know that never occurred.
No?
No.
What, you there, Charlie?
What? Well, guy, no, I've never been to India.
Then you're lucky, I didn't meet an elephant.
Uh-oh. Oh, one of our tubular air containers just lost its rotundity.
You see, then Fritz... I beg your pardon?
I merely said the elastic fabric surrounding the circular frame, whose revolutions bear us onward, has not retained its pristine roundness of circumference.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something you don't know.
What's that?
While you were fooling around with those big words...
Yeah, what happened?
We've got a flat tire.
Oh, I'm trying to tell you that.
That's what I'm telling you. You didn't know that, huh?
Well, here's our store, anyway. Oh, look, and there's Tommy Dorsey.
Hello! Hey, hello, Tommy.
Hiya, Ben. Hello, Charlie.
Well, say, by the way, did you ever pay Charlie that money you borrowed? You know, the American plan of credit is to pay a little something all the time.
I've got a better plan.
Oh, you have?
I don't pay nothing at no time.
Oh, well, that's not the American plan.
No. That's the European plan.
Ah, the Americano.
Oh, here's the storekeeper.
Glad to see you, senor.
Glad to see you.
I, Felipe Gonzalez, have selected from my stock only the very finest for the great hunter. Come in, I should.
Thank you, sir.
Now, here is the folding canoe. But look out, for the crocodiles are hungry this season.
The crocodiles?
And here the guns and ammunition. But shoot straight, for the lion is especially vicious this year. Of course, if a boy can trick to grab you, you will not need the equipment.
Charlie.
What?
Maybe we'd better go fishing, yes, huh?
I think so. Well, anyway, we've got to have some sundries, like socks, some handkerchiefs.
Ah, handkerchiefs. I have some here from Ethiopia.
Oh.
Since the war with Italy, handkerchiefs are a fashion with the Ethiopians.
The Ethiopians, why?
The only thing they can stick their nose in without asking Mussolini.
Oh, that's very good.
But don't think it.
I even got you an interpreter.
Of course.
Oh, Salvador. Aha! Hello, comrade.
Boris. So you're an interpreter.
Yeah.
You take you? I wish I could change the alphabet.
What would you do?
I'd put you and I further apart. Why do you dog my footsteps?
My doctor said find something simple and follow it up. That's why I'm going to the jungle with you.
Yeah, with you, the great company. You play cricket?
Play it, I eat it. Corned beef and cricket.
Oh! Good manager, Boris. You see this nice canoe paddle?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to practice some paddling right now. Ow! Help!
He's braining me!
Now, maybe he keeps out of my life.
Yeah, very well.
Now, wait, senor, before you go. My daughter, Angela, she going to France, and that's the dear departed, if it is safe for you to travel.
Your daughter's a spirit medium? She can talk to the dead?
Easy, she bring back any relative for only $10.
$10? They must come collect, huh?
Oh, quiet, collect. You don't believe in those things, but I do.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to spend $10 to convince you. Well, here's the $10.
Ah, trust you, senor. Now, to whom you wish to speak, Father?
I would like to speak to my grandfather, Hans.
Angela.
Si, Papa.
You hear? Your grandfather, Hans. I turn down the light.
Very quiet.
Baron, your grandpapa is here.
Yeah? Is that you, grandpapa?
Yes, my beloved grandson. What you wish to know?
Well, grandpa, is it safe for me to go hunting in the jungle?
Yes, for I shall watch over you. Now, is there anything else you wish to know before I return to Spirit Land?
Just one thing, grandpa.
And what is that?
How long have you been speaking with a Spanish accent?
I want to be romantic, but I haven't a chance. You've got a sense of humor, and humor is death to romance.
It's the voice of Morton Bowles, and the song is Irving Berlin's You're Laughing at Me from On the Avenue.
At me, why do you think it's funny when I say that I love you so? You've got me worried and I'm all at sea. For while I'm crying for you, you're laughing at me. I love you, which is easy to see. But I have to keep guessing how you feel about me. You listen to the words that I speak, but I feel that you listen with your tongue in your cheek. You're laughing at me. I can't be sentimental for you. Laughing at me, I know. I want to be romantic, but I haven't a chance. You've got a sense of humor, and humor is death to romance. You're laughing at me. Why do you think it's funny when I say that I love you so? You've got me worried, and I'm all at sea. For while I'm crying for you, you're laughing at me.
And here go the Baron and Charlie whirling down the Amazon River in a little canoe. They're just getting into the jungle country, and while Charlie steers with his paddle, the Baron is cooking lunch.
Come on, Baron, I'm starved. Give me a piece of that blueberry pie.
What do you want?
Blueberry pie.
I spoiled it, Charlie.
You spoiled the blueberry pie? How?
I put too much bluing in it.
Too much bluing in it? Well, it looks like we'll eat fish. Come on, start fishing.
Oh, you know what I mean?
What?
I hope I catch a sacred fish.
A sacred fish?
Yeah, you know.
What do you mean?
A holy mackerel.
A sacred fish, yeah.
I think
look over there on the right. There's a parrot fish.
A parrot fish?
Yeah,
I suppose.
You suppose what?
Fishermen around looking for a perch,
yeah?
By golly, someone must have lost their alligator suitcase off the boat.
Yeah?
Jake, I got it.
Oh.
What was that?
Look out. Come on, drop it.
What is it?
That was an alligator suitcase, all right, only it wasn't dead yet.
Was that an alligator?
Well, certainly it was.
My goodness, should think of my sister in California eating those two at a time.
What makes you think your sister eats alligators two at a time?
In the last letter she wrote me that, Charlie.
What did she say?
Just ate another alligator pair.
Two at a time, yeah. Pair.
That's what she said.
An alligator pair.
That's what she said.
Well, anyway, look at all the food along the banks there. Boy, you can eat dirt cheap in this country.
You can eat dirt cheap in any country.
Yeah. What do you mean?
But who wants to eat that?
Oh, Baron, did you ever go hunting before?
Just once.
Once, eh?
Yes, I've been skunk hunting with a club.
You went hunting skunks with a club? Did you have any luck?
I should say not. Yes. I should say I did, I mean. But, I didn't meet a single skunk.
Well, that was lucky. Listen, wait a minute. What's that roaring sound? Great heavens, we're coming to the rapids.
Rabbit?
No.
I don't see no rabbit. Are you swimming?
No. Now, don't stand up. You'll tip us over.
Baron!
Well, now you've done it. Boy, this water's rough. Hang on to the boat, will you?
Hang on to the boat! Get with the boat! I'm trying to save my dirt.
Oh, come on. Swim for your life, Baron. We're being swept toward a whirlpool.
Yeah?
Oh, boy, are we in a fix now?
If I could only look on the back page of that book.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, look at that Indian girl over on the riverbank.
Yeah.
She's going to throw us a grass boat. Here it comes. Now, watch it. Oh, nice hat. Oh, but she'll never be able to pull us through the turn.
No? Well, she's doing it. Oh, dear. Look at those muscles. Oh. I got it built like the Empire State Building. Keep pulling, lady. Keep pulling. We made it. Lady,
you're all right. I got to shake your hand.
Bungo, guy.
Oh, golly.
What?
She's breaking my finger.
No wonder she's over 7 feet tall and put together like a water buffalo. Oh, great Jesus, it's a lion woman.
A what?
A lion woman, a tribe of South American Amazons. The women rule. The men just take orders.
I want to feel right at home here, huh?
Oh, listen to me. They kill mountain lions with their bare hands.
Yeah?
And anyone they capture must do the same or die.
What?
Oh, you come. Queen wants to see you.
Hello. We see her a little later when we get dried out. Hey, put me down. I'm a big man.
Oh,
put me down.
Look at that. She's carrying you like a sack of flour.
Hey, stop giggling. Looks like ladies night in a Turkish bed. Here I am, Charlie.
Where?
Down on the ground.
Uh-oh.
To play two rocks. I'm going back to the rabbit. Goodbye, girl.
Now, wait a minute. You better not cry it, Baron. Those spears are good and sharp.
Queen says you got to fight lions.
Well, tell her I ain't mad at no lion.
Go.
Look
out.
Look out, please.
Go. Go.
Oh, please. Stop pushing, will you? Hey, look out, make that stick off, will you?
Come on, Baron. And we'd better not come back without a lion.
Anyway, I fool him, Charlie.
How?
I still got my knife.
Yeah.
And here's that book on hunting.
Okay.
And don't forget, you hear? Getting out of trouble is on the back page.
I know. The back page.
Look out.
There's a puma, a mountain lion.
What?
No use running. He sees you.
Yes, I'll climb a tree, huh?
No. You fight him, and I'll climb the tree. And that way I can read you the directions in the book. Now, let's see. It says llamas, lizards, Oh, here it is, lions.
Yeah, it's got it. Just before you're on the right page.
Okay. Here I am out on this big limb. Now, let's see.
Yeah, and take a good look. I don't want to die of a misprint, you hear?
Well, here we are.
Hey, look out! He's getting closer.
All right, now, don't worry. Here we are. Here's what it says. Never fear a lion.
No.
Remember how Daniel went into the lion's den?
Yeah. Never mind how he went in. How did he come out?
Here's what it says. They cross the lion with a fearless stare, and don't take your eyes off it.
No.
Above all, keep cool.
I'm so cool, I'm shivering. Well, I got my eye on him. Now what? What's that?
Don't look. There's a rattlesnake right by your left leg.
Oh.
And if you move, you'll strike. Oh, there's a jaguar creeping up behind you.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't take your eye off the puma or your spring.
Yeah.
Don't move your left leg or the snake will get you.
Charlie, is that one of the Amazons putting her arm around you?
No, Baron. I'm sorry to say a 40-foot boa constrictor is starting to wind himself about you from the right.
Oh,
don't take your eye off the lion.
Oh, no.
Don't move your left leg.
No.
And don't back up with a jaguar spring.
Charlie,
what is it?
Charlie, would you do me just one little favor, please?
Please, Baron, what is it?
Just for fun.
What is it? Come on.
See what it says on the back page, will you?
Johnny Dorsey and his orchestra in the Docktown Stutter's Ball. Thank you.
on this here program.
Oh, you would you? Well, what can you do?
Why, Chops, I'm the fastest piano player in the world. You want to hear me play Swanee River in 8 seconds flat?
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen.
Say, that was all right, but tell me, what do you play so fast for?
Well, sir, the faster I play, the more time I have to smoke all these cigarettes. The more rollies I can smoke, the more coupons I can save. And the more coupons I save, the more premiums I can get. Smart, ain't it?
Yeah. What premiums are you saving for now?
Well, sir, a while back, I got the 6 platinum band of tumblers, the Detecto bathroom scale, and the Parker Center bench set.
Yes, but...
And last week, I sent in my coupon for the silver-plated teapot, cream and sugar set, and sandwich tray. And the swell mahogany penthouse table set them off.
Yes, but your next...
Oh, well, my next premium will be for the genuine leather complete with the sounding case.
Yes, sir. Well, folks, the moral seems to be that...
Smoke Raleigh. Raleigh's are grand cigarettes that cost no more than ordinary smoke. You get your choice of plain ends or cork tips. You get the pleasure of fine tobacco, plus the fun of saving coupons. Smoke Raleigh.
Or if you prefer a cigarette that's mildly mentholated, smoke Cool. Each puff is soothing and refreshing, yet all the fine tobacco flavor is there.
I'm ready for Cool.
I'm set for Raleigh.
Okay, now go for those coupons.
Again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Martin Bowe and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.